come on, come on, keep going. So, you're going to be leaving this place in a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask you a question. If you all say yes, it'll help me out. Could I get 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. They gave it to me, Brian. But in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." I want you to grab the hand of one other person. I heard something in the service tonight that came out of Ben Campbell's mouth, and I want to just press it forward. Would you just say this with me? Say, "Lord Jesus, we agree that the city of the Confederacy is now the city of reconciliation. The city of reconciliation. We agree. We agree. We agree. And we ask you, Father, to make it so." Now look at your neighbor, look it right in the eye. Me, man. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. All right. All right. Victoria is going to pray in a moment. But I want to give you a challenge. Tomorrow, wherever you are, maybe even tonight, some of you, if you like us, some old Christian saints, you might be going out to a restaurant or something after this. You already been planning that. I want to challenge you tonight that if somebody asks you, "Well, how you doing? Hello," just go off. Just start talking about what you experienced tonight. Just don't give them a chance. Just start talking about it. Man, I was that blessed Christian, and God, and God, and God is God. We have an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for a revolution. I was here last year, and there's more people than were here last year. Come on, thank you. Would you look to heaven as Victoria leads us in our closing prayer? Thank you, woman of God.
Praise God. As we prepare to leave this place and never, ever His presence, I ask that you join, everyone join hands. Everyone join hands. I was reading Ephesians chapter 3 earlier today. Right above 20, it tells us that God's love surpasses knowledge. It means that God's love is able to surpass everything we are able to even think or conceive. And so what I want you to focus on while I'm praying is God's love really being shared abroad in our hearts. Because that is what's going to empower us to do the things we need to do for Richmond. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you bless Richmond. God, we place a seal on every prayer that has been lifted up in this building tonight.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
We seal it under the name God. That it shall be
yes.
A decree that is
yes,
being
God.
Carried out right
yes,
now,
God.
Lord.
Yes, God.
We thank you that you are dispatching your angels, God, to do the bidding of what has been lifted up before you, God. And right now, Lord, we thank you, God. And we say for every shattered life, God, that you remember us, God, and cover us, God, and that you forgive us, God. We also put before you right now, God, the dilapidated buildings, God, and the vacancies throughout
the
city,
come
God,
on,
Lord.
Come on.
We call for progression in this city, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
We call for businesses, God, and new ingenuity, God.
Yes, God.
New capitalism,
oh, God.
God. We
oh,
thank
God.
You for funds that are being made in this region, God. It will be a heart for going forward, God, in this country, God. Richmond is on the map, God. But we thank you, God,
thank you.
To give us the ability, God, to repair our city, God. To repair the relationships, God, and then to repair the lives that need to be repaired, God. We claim back the dilapidated neighborhoods, God, right now, God. And we thank you, God, for fixing not just the racist, but the social economic plan.
Yes.
Regional areas, God.
Yes.
We pray right now, Lord, that you enlarge our hearts, God.
Enlarge our hearts, God.
That we will have an even greater capacity, God, to be like you, God.
Right.
Make us Christ-like in everything we do.
Yes.
And say, God, from this day forth, we ask that you bless Richmond, God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name we pray.